and welcome to the Jesus Tribe podcast. We're glad to have you here, and we're currently exploring a series titled 6 or 9, where we examine the meaning of truth, the consequences of ignoring truth, and everything in between. Join us as we have conversations that will spur you to search deeply.
Then it's not enough to stop at saying, "I'm sincere. I sincerely think this is right." No. We need to start to look at evidence. We need to start to look at consistency, internal consistency, like we said, external coherence. We need to evaluate the effects of falsehood and all the things we've talked about for the last 40, 50 minutes. It becomes very important. There's a quote we put up, or we would put up, depending on where you listen to this, about the whole sincerity and truth by Oscar Wilde. And he said, "A thing is not necessarily true because a man dies for it." And it's like I said at the beginning, it's heartbreaking to see someone labor or invest so much in a lie. There are few things that are more painful than that. There are people who have become suicide bombers all because they were taught that they would be rewarded for doing that. It's painful because the person is acting out of sincere, pure emotions, but it doesn't justify his actions because,
Yes. Thank you, Daniel, for that. I think this is also a really good time to point out the fact that humility would also come to play here, because when you find out that something that you've held true for so long isn't actually true, then you need to actually be humble enough to put down what you've held true for so long and take up what is actually true and run with it. Because if you're still holding on to all of these ideologies that are actually false at the expense or as a result of your pride, then it will take you nowhere, because you need to, we learn every day, and a human being can't know every single thing. So if you decide to be static and say, "Oh, this is what I know, this is what I've always known since forever, and I'm not changing," then you're actually just doing yourself a very great disservice. You need to be able to learn truth every single time. We've taught how to test for truth. So you test for truth and you're like, "Well, this thing's actually true." You need to be able to take it up and say, "Oh, I was actually wrong, but now I know better and I will do better." Pretty much.
Yeah, that's a beautiful point. You can't, I can't remember, I'm paraphrasing here, but I saw a quote on Instagram today. It says, the person who cannot learn anything is the one who assumes he already knows. Mm. And so the first step to truth is embracing the possibility that you may be wrong and being humble enough to actually deal with that. What if I'm actually wrong? What if everything I've held to be true is a lie? And I think until you make that decision about anything, actually, you've not started on your journey of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a beautiful point. Thank you.
Yeah. So I think this will lead us to, I think we'll just close with this because we've been on this for a while. We've established truth, the concept of truth, the importance of establishing truth, the how to test for truth, and the problems with relativism and sincerity and all of that. But then this question is just like there staring us in our face. So who actually cares if I'm wrong? Like, I mean, you're telling me to test for truth and all, but like, who actually cares? Let's be honest, who cares if I'm wrong? You know, and I'm sure that quite a number of our listeners are probably thinking the same thing. Like, that's a lot of pressure on me telling me to know what is true. What is the problem if I'm actually wrong? You know?
Well, I to speak to that, I think it goes back to everything we've said. And I think if there's anything you should take away from this podcast, it should be that the quote we said at the beginning, which is the relevance of truth can be measured by the consequence of falsehood. I think that would serve as a good guide for anyone listening to this and wondering, who really cares about everything you've been saying? I think That's it. So for someone listening, maybe the consequence of being wrong about eternity means nothing to you, then fine. In that case, then the truth about eternity is irrelevant to you, right? For someone else, it might be a big deal, meaning you probably need to go the extra mile to finding out the truth because it has become relevant to you. For some people, finding out the best flavor of ice cream might actually be a big deal to them. And then what do? They start doing surveys, right? They ask thousands of people in every country and then say based on our statistics, we can objectively say that the best flavor of ice cream is this, right? But to pretty much the average person, including myself, I really don't care what the true best flavor of ice cream is. For me, it's chocolate, and that's true. Or, for instance, I'm a huge soccer fan, and I know for sure that the best player in the world to have ever kicked a ball is Lionel Messi.
I agree.
Thank you. You might have a contrary opinion. I don't care. But then, the truth is, if I'm wrong, it really doesn't change much. So it's not a big deal. And so to the person asking who cares if I'm wrong, my question to you in response would be, well, can you handle the consequence of being wrong? If you can, then fine. Please go on. If you can't, then maybe you take a break or take a pause and reflect on everything we've said all through this podcast topic. And it goes back to what we're going to continue to do in subsequent weeks, which is that if the idea of there being a God, you don't really care about the consequence of that, then fine. I mean, fine, right? But if the thought that there possibly could be a God who created everything and whom you are accountable to, if that possibility means anything to you, then I think it's worth examining, right? And so, yes. Yeah, that's the answer to the question. If you say, who cares if I'm wrong, my question to you would be, can you handle the consequence of you being wrong? If no, then please reconsider. If yes, then it was nice meeting you. Have a good day.
Yeah. Have a nice life.
Honestly, ego be. Yeah.
I think that's really awesome. And I think that's a very good note to end this series of podcasts. We've explored so many things. And if you're listening to this last episode first, I would encourage that you'd start from the top because it follows a logical train, so you're not exactly lost in the middle, you know. And I want to say thank you, Daniel, for this amazing conversation we've had so far. I definitely learned a lot, and it's been awesome. This series has been really eye-opening, reading from Instagram and having this conversation here as well. It's been a real eye-opener because it just puts everything in perspective and shows and exposes the severity of things. Like, it's not just happy-go-lucky. You need to know, and you need to know for sure what is true, you know.
Yeah. I just to give a parting word, I definitely think that the topic of truth is something that has been really underemphasized in the world we live in today, and it's quite sad because the reason we are where we are as a society is because people pursue truth, not just scientifically, but even morally and socially. They were probably trying to pursue. They were on a pursuit of truth, rather. And I think it's something that I remember in my undergraduate, Faith, we both went to the same school, so you definitely know what I'm talking about. There was a course called philosophy, and it's probably one of the most hated courses in school, if I'm right. It turned out to be one of my favorites, because that was where I and a good friend of mine, we always had the most amazing discussions week after week in that class. I usually joke that if we were born like maybe 3,000 years ago, I can picture myself sitting down on the Greek amphitheater, and then he's sitting on the opposite end, and then we're arguing to be or not to be, and then we're shouting. But the point is, let me not get, I get carried away. The point is, I think even though it's philosophy is something, or just thinking in general, right, is something that may not be so emphasized in schools or pretty much anywhere in the world today. I think everyone should find a time to actually pick it up. Let it be part of your daily schedule, a time to just think about things. Like, we get so caught up in the busyness of life. Oh, I wake up, I have to exercise, I have to eat, I have to get to work, I have to do school, I have to do my assignments, I have to go to bed, and that's it. And few of us, or few people, actually sit back and ask the hard questions. What is the point of all this? Why does death seem to be so gloomy? Because ultimately everyone dies. I love a statistic. I can't remember who said it. It said, do you know that 100% of people will die? It's so true. So just things like that. These are topics that people don't like to talk about. Like, oh, why are you getting all deep? Why are you getting all philosophical? But the truth is, whether or not you think about them, there are issues that would still always be there and will affect you one way or the other. So my final encouragement to anyone listening to this is, start thinking more. Ravi Zacharias, like you mentioned, he is someone who really transformed the way I see the world at large. And the motto of his organization was helping believers think and thinkers believe. And the whole point is, ultimately, if there is truth, it can be found. I mean, we won't have universities or schools if that wasn't the case. If there is truth, it can be found. And as pertaining to the more serious issues like death, morality, faith, the existence of God, I think these are not things that we should just gloss over and either just settle for, oh, I was born in the Middle East, so I'm a Muslim. I was born here, so I'm a Christian, or I was born here, so I'm an atheist. But move beyond bias, whether emotional, cultural, geographic, and start to actually make concrete steps to identifying truth. I think it would really go a long way.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you. If you have listened this far, we at Jesus Tribe are really, really grateful for your time, and we say thank you once again. We hope that it has stirred up some questions in you. And if you have any further questions or you want to discuss further, please feel free to reach us at the contact email and Instagram address in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much, and see you on our next episode.